than 300 people gathered at the City Sports Center in Harare today to witness the launch of the new political party, the Free Zim Congress. In his keynote address, party leader Joseph Busha, a South African-based academic who hails from Mutoko in Mashonaland East Province, said his party will ensure equitable distribution of the country's wealth among Zimbabweans. He criticized some senior ZANU-PF officials for owning multiple farms while the majority of Zimbabweans have no land.
One family, one farm. The land is irreversible. But those in power, with ill-gotten power through patronage and partisan politics, who have more than one farm, we urge them to make sure that they surrender and give other Zimbabweans a chance to have a decent life.
The new political entrant called on President Robert Mugabe to rein in some ministers of government who, he said, have amassed too much wealth in unclear circumstances.
The question I would ask the Honorable, His Excellency President Mugabe, if you have a minister and you pay him, or if you send your child to some shops to buy bread, he comes back with a bicycle, you should ask that child, where did you get the money? I urge the president to ask some of his ministers who are very rich today that through the money they get, how can they be so rich?
Busha also criticized Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, who he said he behaved as if he was the only person who can save Zimbabwe.
He sees what's happening in Zimbabwe as a movie. He sees himself as an actor, and he does not respect women. He thinks his life is more important than the life of his late wife. We must be careful of leaders like that.
Busha said he is ready to contest the presidency in elections expected sometime this year. He added, Free Zim Congress will field parliamentary candidates in all constituencies during the polls. But political analyst Pedzai Ruhanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, says Busha, who describes himself as a social worker and businessman, will not make any impact in the coming elections because he is a political novice with no proven political history.
I don't think so, given that the history of the individual is not known. He is an unknown bandit, just like Zinemunenza, who contests in every election with a following of less than 20 people. So it will not make any difference. That person is not known, and if he is not a creation of the state, the system, we have to know. If you look at Tsvangirai is not someone he would say is not known. He has a history in trade unions, organizing, paralyzing, stay away, protest. He has a long history of struggle. So what is the history of these people who are coming? If Ruhanya says that he wants to be president of Zimbabwe tomorrow morning without a following, without a consistency, what difference does it make? What division does he bring to the opposition when he has no following?
The launch of the Free Zim Congress Party today comes at a time when other political players such as Mavambo Kusile Don leader Simba Makoni are calling for a grand coalition for change ahead of the elections, while sources say the two MDC formations in the unity government are engaged in secret unity talks. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.